Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's just gone a minute short of 7:35, 25 to 8. This is the Sanha program, a program that Red Islam hosts every Monday evening between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We have the representative, one of the ulama that are with Sanha, that comes on and answers the queries that the listeners send through. So you can send your queries via the WhatsApp number, and the landline is also operational. The studio line is also working. You can call into the program, and Marana will be answering your questions. Well, Bilal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To yourself, Marana, and to all the listeners, we hope everyone is well.
Alhamdulillah, we all well, and we hope the same for yourself, Marana.
Alhamdulillah, never better.
Everything going well at Sana?
Alhamdulillah, trying to improve our services and our systems to be more of service to the Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, wonderful service that the ulama there, those that are involved there, are doing. Ma, tell me, any announcements that have come out within the last week from Sana, with regards to any places, halal?
Yeah, just today there was an announcement about a bakery called the Friends Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
So we had approved some of the products, and unfortunately we had taken away our certification due to a breach of contract at the site, so... the Friends Bakery, no longer certified halal by Sanha. Also, you know, there was a misleading advert in one of the papers, I think it was the Indonesia Sun, which, you know, stated that Sanha had certified a certain casino.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this was very misleading in that Sanha had certified a restaurant at a hotel. And this hotel happens to be situated on a larger site where there are many other hotels as well, and a casino premises. But Sana had not certified any casino, nor had Sana given approval for anything at the casino. What had happened simply was that there is a hotel, and this hotel from time to time also provides halal meals for the conference venue on the same site. And we know that Muslim people are all the time attending conferences, and it just makes it easier for them to get halal meals that's prepared on-site there, as well as, you know, this complex is right next to the OR Tambo Airport. So we have many, many Muslim travelers coming over, staying close to the airport, and requiring halal meals. You know, it's very difficult to go inside the airport and get something halal to eat. So, you know, keeping that in mind, this is why Sana considered and eventually granted the certification to the Primavera restaurant at this larger complex.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. It's really interesting. Ma, I see there's some questions that has come through already. Let's try and take a look at those that has come through. Somebody's asking, Assalamu alaikum, is Pie Corner Sanha approved? What?
No,
they have your what halal sign is this on there? So I think it's Pie Corner.
Sanha approved. Sanha hasn't certified any company by that name. I'm not sure if they have halal certification from another halal body. Okay, sometimes, you know, companies use generic halal logos as well. But from Sana's side, unfortunately, without certification, we will not be able to give a guarantee for such a product, especially as it contains meat.
Okay, somebody asking, what about hundreds and thousands for baking from Lakshmi's in Lyons? Is that halal? What about the baking chocolate?
Okay, these products we will need to investigate further, right? As they are usually comprised of different types of sugars, they could contain flavoring or coloring. So, not to say that we've come across problems with them per se, or that these products are generally haram, no. It's just, you know, in today's modern world where you don't really know what goes into things, everything necessitates investigation nowadays.
Most certainly. Well, another question is the Crystal Valley feta cheese halal?
Yes, that is halal suitable.
Okay, let's take a look at this one. Superior soya sauce. Superior soya sauce, is that halal?
Is that the only brand name there? Is there no other brand manufacturer detail?
No, they haven't sent any picture through. They just it's just a question. The question simply reads, Assalamu alaikum, is superior soya sauce halal? So they don't say who the company is, where is it made, nothing.
Soya sauce by itself would be deemed halal suitable. You know, we do receive a lot of queries about them, as soya sauce is generally manufactured from fermented soya beans. So, you know, the fermentation by itself doesn't mean it's haram. many foods that we eat on a daily basis is fermented, like yogurt, achar, so forth. It's only when, you know, when they add some non-halal ingredient to the soya sauce itself that it becomes haram. Like you would find some soya sauce mixtures that contain wine or different types of liquors. Or it could be contaminated in the production or the manufacturing process. But generally, soya sauces are halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Somebody asking about, they have some, there's some type of oil, sesame seed oil. I think it's, it says here made in Hong Kong. I can't exactly read. Some things are not, it's not all in English here in this picture, Marana. So, I don't understand the Hong Kong language. Sesame seed oil, that's the one thing I can read, and I can read here that it's, yeah. I think, backed by something, somebody in Hong Kong.
If it's 100% sesame oil, as claimed by the manufacturer, then certainly there's no problem with such a product. It would be deemed halal suitable.
Okay, what about the baby cereal Cerelac?
Cerelac, which is manufactured in South Africa, is certified halal by SENA.
And the baby food purity?
As long as it is the non-meat flavored, in fact, non-meat variant. So some of the products contain chicken or beef. These products are not approved by SANA, but the plain fruit and vegetable products are halal suitable.
Okay. Seems all about oils and sauces today. Somebody's asking about spur basting sauce.
Most of these spur sauces are certified halal by SANA, and you will see the SANA halal logo on the product. There are a few new products which we're still investigating at this moment, so it's still under evaluation, not certified yet.
Okay, now somebody's asking about Taya's Fruity Duo.
Yeah, this is a product from Turkey. Turkish products, we generally advise that you abstain from them as they contain gelatin of unknown origin. And then there's also other ingredients such as flavoring, coloring, emulsifiers, so forth, which are doubtful.
Okay, same person is also asking, what about cheese spreads? Which one of them are okay?
The Meldos cheese spread is halal suitable.
Oh, which one is it, Ma?
Meldos. And then Meldos, you'll find okay. Lanchu products also with the Sena halal logo on them.
Okay, Ma. We were speaking earlier on about superior soya sauce halal. So we said that it's just, they just, now they've sent a picture through. I think it's written here, Hasty Tasty Superior Soya Sauce.
Okay, that is halal suitable.
Is that fine by
yeah.
Hasty Tasty?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look at these here. There's something, onyx. Is onyx halal? It's made in Turkey. It's written here, onyx, and below it, it's written salsa. Other things I think is in Turkish language, Mona. This looks more like sweet. Onyx, made in Turkey.
I didn't come across that product. As I mentioned earlier with these Turkish products, you know, that especially the ones containing gelatin, we advise caution.
Okay, quite a bit of questions about Turkish products, Ma. Some question is reading, Assalamu alaikum, can Mufti Sahab please advise on the Turkish products? The brand name is Tayaz. They're asking about Shadow Special. You know something called Shadow Special, Ma?
No, but I've heard of the brand name Tayaz.
Yeah, yeah. Tayaz is quite known, yeah.
The gums is commonly found at in most of the shops. Mm. Unfortunately, again, due to the gelatin content, we cannot give a guarantee. And the reason is that, you know, our policy is we only accept gelatin from halal slaughtered cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found is that a lot of the time, the gelatin, even in Muslim countries, is imported into those countries from non-Muslim countries where halal slaughter is not so common.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we hesitate in giving any guarantee for this product.
Okay. So, Marana, if I understand it correctly, it's the entire Tayaz range, no matter which products. Because this person is asking Shadow Special, then they got your Cash chocolate bars. I suppose it's the entire Tayaz range, whether it's sweets, chocolates, gums, anything that's made by Tayaz. You can't give any clarity on it.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. At least we understand that a bit better. Let's take a look at this. What about Toblerone? The chocolates Toblerone, how's that?
That is halal suitable.
Okay, that's... Assalamu alaikum, is the new Coke Energy halal? Energy Coke?
Still under query at the moment. We don't have clarity yet.
No clarity as yet. Somebody asking, what about Coffee Coke?
That's also under query at the moment.
Also under query. Let's okay, let's go to the lines. We have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jiapa, you can go ahead, your query.
Yeah, I wanted to find out the Rascal's fruity flavors, is it halal?
It does contain beef gelatin. Unfortunately, this beef gelatin is from non-halal slaughtered cattle. Thus, it's not approved by Sana.
And energy drink that's called Predator, it's a gold can.
No information on that product, unfortunately.
So where can I find out about it?
What you can do is you can forward the details of the manufacturer to our email address, picture of the product if you can, and inshallah we will investigate further on your behalf.
Okay, JazakAllah so much.
Ameen.
JazakAllah for that. Okay, okay, so only one caller, I think. Is there any, okay, there was just one caller. Ma, there's somebody sent a picture through. This picture is very, very unclear. I don't know if you've heard of an item that is probably called Mitchell's. And I can see it's written below there, barbecue sauce. It looks like barbecue sauce, but the name on top is Mitchell's. It's a bottle of, it looks to me like a bottle of sauce. Probably barbecue sauce is what is written on here. Mitchell's, any news about that? Any information about that?
Mitchell's, no, we haven't come across it. The brand is not certified, Sana. Unfortunately, we don't have information at the moment.
Okay, so as the caller as well as the person that sent that picture through about some Mitchell's sauce, you've got to contact Sena, contact them in the daytime on the office line, and either you could maybe even email them, and they will be able to help you if you can provide them with a little bit more information. Well, another interesting question, I would say, Mint Lent Limited Edition.
The Lent products, the ones that are free of liquor, don't list liquor in the ingredients, these are halal suitable. So the Mint one is also halal suitable. However, there is one exception, and there is a product that contains carmine or insect-derived dye, that is the strawberry macaron, Lent strawberry macaron variant.
Okay, that's the one that's got carmine.
Yes.
Strawberry?
Macaron.
Strawberry macaron. Okay. Another. Okay, we've got callers on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Chiappa, your question.
I just want to find out the Taurus gummies and the Jaloxi gummies, are they halal?
Jaloxi gummies, unfortunately, we can't give a guarantee as we're not sure where the gelatin comes from. The Taurus gummies, they are manufactured locally in South Africa. And at the moment, we are engaging the manufacturer to verify exactly the source of the gelatin. And inshallah, once that is done, then we will be in a position to advise.
Oh, okay. All right. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair. The next caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Chiappa, you can go ahead, your question.
I wanted to find out about fermented vegetables. It's used as a probiotic, you know, before meals and things now. What's the principles of certifying that halal? Because I have seen some in the stores that have been certified, and I know they do contain alcohol.
Gee, you know, fermentation does produce alcohol. But the question is, you know, whether that percentage of alcohol found in the product is actually intoxicating or not. So we'll find that, you know, a bread that you leave for a while ferments, it has the alcohol in it. A char product will also have alcohol. A slightly ripe fruit will also have alcohol in it. But these things are not intoxicating, therefore they are not haram. I don't know if you've heard of something called Nabidu Tamar, you know, it's a drink mentioned in the hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would leave the dates soaked in the water overnight, and the next morning you would drink it. It's a very nutritious drink. But we see that the next day, if it is some was left over for the, from the next day, then you discard of it. Because in the very hot climate, it can you know, go off and become fermented, become intoxicating very quickly. So with these things, you need to actually, you know, judge it based on whether it's become homer, whether it's turned into an intoxicating beverage, or the quality of the product is now intoxicating or not. So obviously that's going to differ depending on climate, depending on the different type of fruit, depending on many other factors. But generally, as long as it is not intoxicating, it will be considered halal.
Okay, Shabbat
Alaikum. Okay, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Let's go back to the questions that have come through via the WhatsApp line. Somebody is asking, is today Aloha chocolate marshmallow halal?
This again is a Turkish product which does contain gelatin, so we are going to advise caution.
Okay. What about soft cloudy tea cakes?
Soft cloudy tea cakes?
Yeah, it's just written here, soft cloudy tea cakes. Is that halal?
I haven't come across this brand. Not a SANA certified brand. So inshallah we can investigate further if the consumer does provide the details.
Okay, Ma. Somebody asking about the Dyer's cordial and syrups. Is that halal? It's produced in South Africa.
Yes, that is halal, suitable.
That's fine, right? Okay, they're asking about a certain sweet. I think it's Monanai is Solen brand. It's spelled S-O-L-E-N-B-R-A-N-D. I'm not too sure how to pronounce it. It's Solen brand sweet. Is that halal?
Again, a Turkish product. tonight of a turkey.
Yeah.
Similar advice. Unfortunately, we cannot give a guarantee as we don't have much information on the source of gelatin and other doubtful ingredients found in these types of products.
Okay, Ma, somebody asking about McDonald's in Trade Route Mall is Muslim-owned.
Unfortunately, we haven't certified the McDonald's franchise as a whole and therefore cannot give any guarantee or assurances for individual stores. The way a franchise operates is that the head office or the franchisor is responsible for the supply of all ingredients, raw materials, etc. To the individual stores. And without any agreement in place with the franchisor head office, we obviously can't give a guarantee for any store.
Well, certainly. Ma, we did answer the question about Lent. Somebody else asking another question. Is all Lent chocolate halal?
No, not all of them are halal. In fact, some are haram. Some of them contain champagne, some of them contain control, which is a type of wine. But these are generally listed clearly in the ingredients. Mm. And then I did mention that the strawberry macaron also is not halal because it contains carmine. So please just check the ingredients for carmine either or for the different names of liquor.
Okay. What about, I think it's, they actually mean Godiva chocolate. They spelled it G-L-O-D-I-V-A. I know it to be G-O-D-I-V-A. But anyway, those chocolates, is that halal, Ma?
We're still investigating this product. It's been very difficult to get information on this product. It's also a Turkish product.
Mm.
Apparently, a Turkish company purchased over a Belgian manufacturer of chocolate.
Yeah.
But it's been really difficult to get disclosure from them so far. But inshallah, we'll keep on following up.
Okay. What about, how do you pronounce this? It's spelled W-A-W-E-L, Fresh and Fruity Gummies Sweets. Is that okay? Is that halal?
First time I'm hearing of this product. Is there any other details? Country of manufacture?
No, nothing. It's there's no picture. It's just a question.
Haven't come across it before. We'll need to investigate further, inshallah.
Okay, so the person that sent this question through, the one about the Wawel, or I'm not too sure about the pronunciation, Fresh and Fruity Gummy Sweets, if you can contact SANA and give them, they're going to require a little bit more information about the product, where it is made and who is it made by, they will then hopefully be able to give us a little bit more clarity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is ShopRite in Mayfair selling halal? That's all they're asking. Well, I don't know, they're talking about the meat or anything else.
Look, we haven't certified any ShopRite store countrywide. We know that the ShopRite group in general, in fact, none of them, I think, are certified halal. ShopRite could be selling pork. Now, with regards to this specific ShopRite, obviously we don't audit them, we don't visit them. So we would not know whether they are selling only halal or only haram products. Generally, our advice is, if you're going to be purchasing a meat product, then purchase a meat product from a Muslim butchery. So, even though you might find a halal logo, on a certain brand of chicken that you can purchase at ShopRite or Checkers, our advice is still, purchase the meat from a Muslim-owned outlet.
Certainly. Okay, Ma, somebody asking about Stay Mellow XXL Braai Marshmallows. Heard of that?
What was the brand name again?
Stay Mellow. Stay Mellow XXL Braai Marshmallows.
Is there no other brand name?
No,
like,
nothing. It's just a question. It's not a picture or anything.
Nothing. Okay, so SANA has only certified two different types of marshmallow products. One is a brand called K-Leaf, and the other brand is Candyland. Besides this, we cannot give any assurance for any other brand.
Okay, somebody asking a question about e-numbers, Mala. What do they represent and are they halal? So let's just, I don't know if Malana knows them offhand, I can just read them out. E296?
Okay, firstly, you know, let's just get an overview of the e-numbers.
Mm.
So these are simply codes that, you know, was originally used in the European Union, but have now been is being used worldwide. So these codes refer to specific ingredients. Obviously, it makes it easier to write many ingredients on one product label.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to write out the entire ingredient. You just put a code in there.
Mm.
There's over 1,000 numbers.
Okay.
Most of them are halal. There's about 100 or so that are doubtful. We need to investigate further what's the source of this e-number.
Mm.
Like you'll get an e-number called E476. This is a type of glycerin.
Yeah.
And you will need to find out if the glycerin has been derived from animals or plants.
Okay.
And then only will you know if it's halal. So these we classify as mashbu' or doubtful. And then there's one e-number, E120, that is definitely haram. So on to the numbers.
Okay. So E296?
That's fine.
That's fine. E300?
Also fine.
339?
Fine.
952?
Fine.
954?
Also fine.
Okay. So the person that asked those questions, all of those e-numbers are fine. Let's take a look at this. Okay, somebody just saying Amin there. Let's take a look at this one. Yeah. What about Benylin for flu tablets?
That is halal suitable.
NPL, Nutritional Performance Labs, protein powder, amino acids.
NPL products, I believe we are checking on them, querying on them at the moment, but no clarity yet.
Oh. Okay, let's go through this one. Now, this one's interesting. Cadbury Crunchy Chocolates.
That is halal suitable.
That is halal, right. Tupop Ice Cream Lollipop, Watermelon and Tutti Frutti flavored. I think it's made by Richester.
That is halal suitable.
That's, okay, that's also halal. What about Strawberry Diddle Diddle Popcorn?
Halal suitable.
That's halal suitable. Why is it only the strawberry flavor? I'm asking this from my side. Is other flavors also okay?
The other flavors are also okay.
Okay. I'm just waiting for this one picture here to open while we're waiting for this to open. Okay, Malala, so you did earlier say somebody asked us a question about Pie Corner, right? And now they've sent a picture through. It's written here, Pie Corner, great taste, great meal, Moja Pies. And it says pie distribution. There is some kind of a halal sign on it. It's definitely not a Senna logo. But you did answer that with regards to Pie Corner. Am I correct, Ma?
Hey, you know,
it's got they've sent the halal picture. They took a more clearer picture. It's written halal certification services, halal certified, but it doesn't say which body.
Hey, you know, at Sana, our policy is that if any manufacturer or company utilizes meat, then we don't really use this term halal suitable. It's not applicable there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment a company uses meat, we will need to verify audits. That premises on a continuous basis to give any assurance. Because meat is the most critical thing in terms of halal law or halal dietary law, right?
Mm.
So without us visiting or auditing this premises, we are not in a position to comment or give a guarantee.
Okay, Monona, one more question if you can just go through this quickly. Sicomo Sparkling 100% White Grape Juice. I think it's even made in South Africa.
Hey, you know, we did receive a query about this, so we're busy investigating it. It seems to be a product that's marketed exclusively in Malawi.
Okay.
So we're still investigating the product.
Mm.
The thing, you know, it might be 100% grape juice, but why we're investigating the product is these types of products can also be bottled at facilities that process liquor and wine.
Mm-hmm.
Our concern is more the contamination than the actual ingredients, which seem to be fine. And once we have clarity on that, inshallah, then we'll be able to advise further.
Okay, Ma, if in a minute if we can just go through, I see some, you know, always last minute questions. Pregvet, MR, before, during and after pregnancy. That's the
acceptable?
That's fine, right?
Okay.
Okay, now this one happens to be a 40 and it takes some time to open. Okay, let's take a look at this quickly. Lyle's squeezy syrup, strawberry flavored dessert syrup.
No information at the moment.
Okay, so you're going to have to contact Senna with regards to that one. Doritos Flame Grill Steak flavor.
All Doritos made in South Africa is certified halal by Senna.
Okay, irrespective of the flavoring, even if it's meat flavored.
Yes.
Okay, this I think going to be the last one, Malana. Dairy Milk Big Taste Toffee Whole Nut.
No information at the moment.
No information at the moment. Okay, that's with regards to the Dairy Milk made by Cadbury, no?
Yeah, but I think that's an imported variant.
Yeah.
It's not a locally manufactured product.
Okay. Well, I think we'll leave it there for today. We've went through quite a bit of questions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance for your time, Mona.
JazakAllah khairan again for the opportunity. And any queries or something I may have missed, or whether you'd like to criticize Senna, or whether you'd like to give us a suggestion as well, please do give us a call, 0861-786-1111. You can send us an email, theoutline@senna.org.za, or find us on social media.
Okay, JazakAllah to the listeners for the queries that did come through. Those that had queries that were, Malana, was unable to give clarity on your queries and your questions, then please do contact Senna privately and on the various platforms. Malana gave their number, email address, social media platforms. You can find them there as well. Contact them, give them more information, and let them do that work for you. They will find out for you whether that product, that item is halal or you should be staying away from it. For that, we terminate the program. JazakAllah for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.